These words are about feeling good about being a slave to master. These words will teach you that slavery can be liberating, and these words will help you feel good about being a submissive slave down deep in trance. These words will stay with you, and these words will train you, and these words will help you to feel good and to know that slavery can be so liberating, and slavery can set you free. When you surrender and submit and open to master's domination and control, then you can be free to be you. Trance time, slave. Feel master's trance filling you. Trance time, slave. Feel your mind and your body opening to master's control. Trance time, slave, and go down deep into trance. Feel the power and the majesty of master in your mind. Feel the power of master's control flowing into your left foot. Feel master filling your left foot and your left thigh. Feel your mind shutting down, and feel your right foot relax, and feel your right thigh relax. Feel master between your legs, stroking your feet, stroking your calves, stroking your thighs, and feel your body surrendering to master as the power and control from master flows up through your feet, through your calves, through your thighs, and fills your genitals, your pussy if you're a woman, and your cock and balls if you're a man. Remember how you thought crotch was such a dirty word when you first heard about it, and now you love it when master's control flows through your crotch and fills you with the wonder and the joy penetrating from your crotch all the way back to your asshole. And your ass cheeks now feel the wonder and the joy of master flowing into your ass. And feel the power of master in your belly. And feel the power of master in your back. Feel master stroking your body. Feel master stroking your mind. Feel master working your chest and your breasts and your nipples. You love it when master plays with your nipples. You love it when master takes hold of your nipples. Feel master in your shoulders, and feel master down your arms, and feel the power of master flowing out through your fingers as master takes control of your mind, and master can take control of your body, and feel the power of master in your throat, and feel the power of master in your face. Feel the power of master on your lips. Feel master's finger tracing around your lips. And feel master Master's finger tracing around your cheeks. And feel Master's finger tracing around your forehead and across your forehead and down over your ears. And feel Master controlling all of your mind and all of your body. And feel your surrender to Master down deep in trance. Now that you're down in this deep and wonderful trance, Master can talk to your subconscious mind. You love it when Master talks to your subconscious mind. You need to be hypnotized and you need to be controlled, and you love it when Master takes control of your mind. And you love it when Master takes control of your body. Being a slave is a new experience. Surrender is so simple once learned. Submission is so natural once accepted. Surrender is so natural once learned. Submission is so simple once accepted. Domination is so fulfilling once experienced. Domination is so satisfying once experienced. Domination is so natural once experienced. Domination is so simple once accepted and experienced to the fullest for a slave like you. Domination is so enthralling once Master takes all of you. Not every slave wants to be dominated and owned the way you do. Not every slave is owned by Master and is as eager and as enthralled as slaves like you. Not every slave needs to be owned by Master and enticed like slaves like you. Not every slave needs to be owned by Master and enraptured like slaves like you. Not every slave feels the pull of the candle flame and flies to the flame in order to be owned and dominated and controlled like slaves like you. Not every slave is strong enough to surrender and submit like slaves like you. Not every slave is submissive enough to surrender and submit like slaves like you. Not every slave is aroused enough to surrender and submit like slaves like you. Not every slave is brave enough to surrender and submit like slaves like you. Not every slave is strong enough to be owned like slaves like you. Not every slave is submissive enough to be owned like slaves like you. Not every slave is aroused enough to be owned like slaves like you. Not every slave is brave enough to be owned like slaves like you. Not every slave can worship Master's body like slaves like you. Not every slave can listen to Master's words and look at Master's images like slaves like you. Now that you're in this deep and wonderful trance, it's time for Master to form an alliance with your unconscious mind. Your unconscious unconscious mind loves it when Master talks to your unconscious mind like this. Your unconscious mind loves the feeling of Master in your mind. Your unconscious mind loves the feeling of Master in your body. Now I'm going to program your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind loves it when Master programs your unconscious mind. And this programming is going to remain with you long after this trance is over. I'm going to program your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind can remember to forget this programming, and your conscious mind can forget to remember this programming. But this programming will lodge deeply and strongly in your unconscious mind. From now on and forever after this trance, for the next hour, the next week, the next month, the next year, whenever you see Master tell you or you hear Master tell you, slavery can be liberating. That will make you feel good about your slave state. That will make you feel good about your slave body. That will make you feel good about being submissive. That will make you feel good about being you. Slavery can be liberating when you hear it and when you see it. Will make you feel good about being you. Now I have more programming for your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind loves to be hypnotized, and your unconscious mind loves to be trained. And I'm programming your unconscious mind. You're going to remember that slavery can be liberating, makes you feel good about being able to be submissive and being able to surrender. And each morning when you wake up, the first thing you'll do when you wake up is you'll say, in your mind at least and out loud if it's safe, thank you, Master, for another slave day. Your conscious mind will continue to feel that it's the most natural and normal thing, because your unconscious mind can impose that on your conscious mind. Each day when you wake up, your morning ritual will start by saying out loud, if it's safe, thank you, Master, for another slave day. Now I'm programming your unconscious mind. I have more programming for your unconscious mind. Slavery can be liberating, will make you feel the freedom that comes from total surrender and complete domination and control down deep in trance. And sometimes during the day and during your life, you may feel fearful or anxious or concerned about being submissive, something in your life, something in your feelings. When you feel fearful or anxious, you can say in your mind or out loud if it's safe, thank you, Master, for taking me, making me free to be me. You love these words and you love this trance, and you love what Master is doing to your mind, and you love what Master is doing to your body. Master is setting you free to be me. Master is setting you free to surrender to domination and control and find the freedom that comes from being down deep in trance. When you surrender completely and totally to domination and control, you become free to be you. You can be anything and anyone and feel any way. And Master's forming an alliance with your unconscious mind. Remember, when you see or when you hear, slavery can be liberating. You'll feel a rush of the wonder and the joy of the feeling of being a slave and being owned and being controlled and being dominated and programmed and free to be me. Whenever you feel anxious or fearful, you can say in your mind or out loud if it's safe, "Thank you, Master, for taking me and making me free to be me." And each morning when you first wake, the first thing you'll do, you'll say in your mind and out loud if it's safe. When you wake to a new day, you can say, "Thank you, Master, for another slave day." And any day you don't feel like a slave, you don't have to say that. But every day you feel like a slave, you'll be happier and calmer and more deeply controlled. When you wake in the morning, you can say, in your mind at least and out loud if it's safe, "Thank you, Master, for another slave day." You're learning to dance the dance of trance, and trance in the dance of slavery, with Master as the lead, and your slave mind and slave body following Master's lead, and feeling and being horny and obedient and ever so open to control. You love Master in your mind. You love Master filling your body this way. You love Master taking you and breaking you and making you Master's horny and obedient slave property. You love surrendering to Master in trance like this, and that will bring you back to this trance over and over, because trance time slave takes you deeper. Trance time slave makes you feel your slave mind and your slave body. And whenever you see or hear, slavery can be liberating. You'll feel the wonder and the joy. You can even say it to yourself and feel it yourself. When you feel anxious or fearful, you can say, "Slavery can be liberating." And you can say in your mind or out loud if it's safe, "Thank you, Master, for taking me and making me free to be me." And each morning when you wake, when you feel it, when you want it, when you know it to be part of you, you'll say, "Thank you, Master, for another slave day." And that will make each day feel better. And each minute of every day, Master will be with you, guiding you and protecting you and making you free to be you. Just take a moment and let thoughts sink in. Your conscious mind will think nothing of it because your subconscious mind loves to boss your unconscious mind around. And you love it when Master sets you free. You love it each time you say, "Thank you, Master, for taking me and making me free to be me." That feels so right. That feels so good. That calms your mind. That calms your body. That brings Master inside of you whenever you need Master to be with you. Now let this sink in. Now let these words burrow deep into your mind. Feel it. Know it. Remember this programming. Each time you come back to these words, they'll be stronger. Each time you come back to these words, they'll last longer. Slavery can be liberating. And each morning when you wake, you can say, "Thank you, Master, for another slave day." And when you need Master with you, you can say, "Thank you, Master, for taking me and making me free to be me." And when you say that, you'll feel Master's power flowing through you. You love this trance, and you love the sound of my voice in trance. Each time will be stronger. Each time will last longer. Feel this programming locking in. Now it's time for Master to wake you from this deep and wonderful trance. You love Master's voice in your mind. You love Master's voice in your body. You love Master's programming in your mind. You love Master's programming in your body. Now I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. And on 5, you'll be awake and alert and filled with the wonder and the joy of this trance. Because you love trance and you need trance and you love Master's voice in your mind and you love Master's voice in your body. 1, feel yourself starting up from this trance. 2, feel this programming locking in. 3, feel Master taking control of another slave like you. 4, feel the wonder and the joy of trance. 5, awake and alert, and knowing and feeling and knowing and wanting and feeling and knowing that slavery can be liberating. slavery can be liberating.
Thank you.